שלום חברים, רב, אנחנו קיבלנו.
Hello friends, Rav. We received questions from the world Kli. And the first topic is bestowing contentment upon the Creator. First question from the Ukraine. How to make the request for the friends be also to bestow upon the Creator? How to make a request for the friends be also for the Creator?
The end of the action is in the initial thought. We first have to think of the Creator and how to bestow to Him, which is certainly through the friends only.
A question from the United States. When a thought comes that I want to bestow contentment upon Him, it's very intangible and it's hard to keep this thought. What is the right action? As soon as I get this thought, so it starts growing and doesn't soon disappear.
This is a result of the incomplete work where in me the society, the group, the world and the Creator are somehow divided. The world is a little closer to me, the Creator is a little further away from me, and I don't feel the Creator filling the whole world. I need to imagine it as so. He is establishing this picture, the image of the world. There is no world, there's only a sensation of mine towards the Creator. And the world I have to depict only as the point where we meet for the time being. So the more we think about it, that there's none besides Him, the good who does good, and that He's clothed in all of reality, He's working in me. As we discussed in the past few days, the questions come from Him, so the thoughts, He's in everything, and I have only one point where I'm seemingly disconnected from Him. But all the rest, the thoughts and desires are coming from the Creator. And if I will unite with this point, if we will get used to it, it will bring us closer to the truth.
A question from Romania. How can you bring contentment to the Creator with low desires, repelling ones? How can we use these desires in order to bring Him contentment?
How many of these desires, it doesn't matter which awaken in me, which the Creator awakens in me, how many of them I awaken to bestow contentment to Him, regardless of the shape I'm in, the height I'm in, as much as I'm able to scrutinize it, the important thing is to ascribe everything to Him. Meaning, everything that awakens in me, I ascribe to Him. Also, the thought and desire that He gave me to bestow to Him, this too came from Him. And I'm happy, even this joy is coming from Him. As much as I'm able to unite what's happening in me to Him, unified with Him, that is coming from Him, by that I give Him contentment. I arrive at the unification of the Creator.
Some questions about the holidays of the beginning of the year. All the states are states of internal, or
yes.
The festivals are in internal states. So is the preparation different for every festival?
It's different, like every festivity is different. Those are degrees. We have in the writings of the Ari, the eight gates, we have all those explanations about the holidays. Although they're not so clear, because again, he's the world of Atzilut, Abba Ve'ima, Zon, all the relationships between them in connection with the Klipot and the souls down below. It's all different, of course. Otherwise, well, it's the same holiday, but with a different name. Of course, it's all different. It's the ladder of degrees.
So they're asking, what is special, for example, about the festivals of Tishrei compared to, for example, Pesach, Passover?
No, even in the Pshat, the simple explanation, we can talk about it. It's a great difference. Passover is a very special light that works in the created beings that are ready, prepared to rise above their will to receive, and then it's called Pesach. There's a transition from the will to receive that they are under to entering gradually, slowly, into a desire to bestow. This is Passover, Pesach. All the other holidays are much more than Passover. Later you receive the Torah, which is Shavuot, the Pentecost, then shattering of the vessels, of the tablets, which is the ninth of the month of Av. Then the revelation of the Torah the second time, which is Rosh Hashanah, then the beginning of the year, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, those holidays which are about repentance after the shattering, and the reception of the Creator, revealing Him as King, is Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. And then the great correction on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot, the holiday of the tabernacle, which are the surrounding lights that we use to correct ourselves, and then our correction in bestow in order to bestow, which is Hanukkah, and the correction of receiving in order to bestow, which is Purim. This is the holiday, this is the circle of the year. This includes our entire circle, from the beginning of our work all the way to the end of correction.
Now, questions about there's none else besides Him and faith above reason. How do you combine faith above reason and there's none else besides Him?
I don't think you can do it any other way. There is none else besides Him determines that there is truly one force operating in all of reality. And if I want to ascribe myself as an individual component of, not a single person, but with the group, of course, but not that belongs to Him completely. I'm not operated by Him. I don't want to be operated by Him. He gave me an opportunity to feel independent, not operated by Him. I want to use my ego correctly. You hear it? My ego. I want to use it correctly. I oppose the Creator, oppose His force that is trying to rule over me. That too. This is called my sons have defeated me. And in this way, I am raising myself in faith above reason. I'm working with the force of bestowal above the force of reception, which I am arranging and establishing. And the calculations in the Rosh of the Partsuf, we will get back to it later. It might be too much.
So, just to focus on that point, what does it mean to believe in faith above reason that there is none else besides Him and He is good and does good?
We're talking about it all the time. I don't know how to respond to it in a short way. To believe in faith above reason, the Creator is good, who does good, and that there's none else besides Him. This is the meaning of coming to connection with Him, unification with Him. In practice, it's happening only in this way. I'm rising in bestowal above reception. To the extent my reception is big, so can my bestowal be big. And then when I'm in bestowal above reception, meaning in faith above reason, then with that I can reach many degrees. Also degrees of unification, not simply being similar to, but to reach connection according to equivalence. If I'm working with the vessels of reception in order to bestow, we haven't even touched it, how to do it. This is a very exalted work. And then we come to quality, or unity rather, faith above reason, and there's none besides Him.
Mexico.
A question from Mexico. Can we say that unconditional surrender is to accept every situation I'm in and say that the Creator wants me to be there and be thankful to Him?
This is only a condition, a smallest condition in spirituality that is bringing me to the degree of ibur, embryo, conception, where I receive each and every state that it comes as coming from the upper one, unconditionally. Meaning I annul myself completely, I accept it a priori, in advance, from the outset. If I begin to scrutinize these states in order to identify with them, then here I have a problem. I'm activating my will to receive. And then why am I scrutinizing? Meaning there has to be my intention in order to bestow above all of my criticism that I have in advance, where I'm activating my criticism only in order to reach greater identification, not just to be an embryo, but to be a toddler, a little one. A little one means someone who comes to be educated. He's learning from the upper one, from the Creator. And he copies onto himself whatever he attains. But this is already with some criticism, scrutinies. Here I'm activating my will to receive. I seemingly disagree, but from the get-go, I go to learn from it, because it's a holy partsuf. Otherwise, the Creator would not be revealed in order to not fail him, and so on and so forth. Those are degrees that we will study. According to our pace, it will come quickly.
A question from the U.S. How does a student know if he's investing in the group correctly? Maybe he's doing it incorrectly.
It's good to have that question, and it's good that it doesn't have a clear answer. I don't have any other answer. Let him stay in this perplexed form and scrutinize it constantly.
Question number 11 from Kazakhstan. In work above reason, it seems like the prayer for the group disappears. Where is the prayer in work above reason, and how do you feel it?
I think that one doesn't cancel the other, doesn't cancel the prayer for the group. The prayer for the group, there's no state where it disappears. Even when I say that everything is the Creator, He's doing everything, He's depicting the group for me, He's illustrating in me the I, the world, Himself, and everything. He's painting this picture in me, but it doesn't cancel. It does not cancel my prayer. Who has his earbud playing too loud? Please do something.
Just to focus on that question. He's asking, is work above reason, work above feeling and intellect? So you have no grip, you cannot measure your work toward the group and the friends.
It's incorrect. We say that it's neither in my mind, neither in my feelings. It's with respect to my corporeal intellect and corporeal feelings, but not completely, not with respect to the intellect and the feeling. Seemingly, the corporeal feeling and intellect stop working. It's not that they disappear, rather, like you turn it off, you turn the knob to the minimum state.
A question from Russia. Why, when I see the friends is corrected, it makes the reforming light work?
When I restrict my will to receive if I accept them as correct. There is no other restriction, by the way. I restrict the world, something, that's all unacceptable. It's not important. If I say in practice that my friends are corrected, that means that I restricted myself, my spiritual vessel, and I'm accepting them as corrected. There is no restriction in any other way. This is how it's happening in practice.
Another question from Russia. I heard that you advise to hold on to the Creator, but I don't understand which Creator to hold. What if he's still gone and there's only the 10?
Grab hold to the Creator. I'm advising. How to do it? Again, it's through the group, in the center of the group, to try and hold on to him for real.
Question from Germany about seeing the friends corrected. If I see within reason how great my friends are, how much they put into the path, what can I pray to the Creator for?
When I see them within reason as great, successful, what else do I have to pray for? To be the one who connects them and to pray from within them to the Creator. It's a condition. Where I see them as corrected, that's a condition. This is the center of the group. Where I see them as corrected, unified, to turn to the Creator from there, from that point. And that's a prayer.
How does one know that he has reason and is not going above reason? Maybe he's below reason.
Above reason and below reason is truly a problem. If I accept everything without criticism, I accept the state where I don't want to follow my own reason, this is called below reason. If I criticize it, why, what for, through the group, with the Creator, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator, this is the meaning of criticizing. What am I going for? That's the meaning of rising above reason. It's a very big difference. The general public is going below reason. It's clear which general public I'm talking about. And Kabbalists are going above reason.
Question from the virtual groups. How do all our friends who are virtual behind screens, how can they have this special approach of faith above reason?
I'm surprised by the question. What does it mean? What's the difference between where to sit in order to perform these exercises? I'm seeing people who stay glued to our screens. These people advance even more internally compared to those who are sitting here. Sometimes it happens that they sometimes know the material less, maybe more. I don't see that the screen is a factor that separates them. I don't think so. I used to recommend to a few friends to come to us and be here. They can come and be here for a while, for a time, for a month. No, it's a holiday, the month of the holidays. Maybe it's better to come now, or 2 weeks even. But it might give them a greater proximity to the screen, because they'll know us better. Although we are working now on moving away from it. What are those random tents? I don't want to see faces. I don't even want to hear their voices. I want to give the will to receive a virtual a direct kind of contact with the will to receive, for it to be inside of me, so it will come into my brain from the air, seemingly, without any waves or anything. That's what we're coming to. This is the meaning of virtual in the spiritual world. Why are we doing all these exercises with the tens and all that mess? Of course, the weaker people grow weaker and they leave, but it's all in order to awaken in us more internal, more spiritual senses. Next.
Question from Argentina. How can I imagine the friends and the world as corrected? If I don't know what this correction is, how can I imagine spirituality if I've never been there?
Now, formally speaking, it's a correct question. But each one of us has a certain picture of spirituality. What is bestowal? Love? Where a person is above his corporeal self. And so, that's how he should imagine the friends. Towards the friends, it works 100%, and there's nothing to do here. Unless it imagines them as nine righteous people before me, and I'm among them, I see them only in this way. And I'm not even trying hard. If I'm correcting myself, I'm not even trying hard to see them in spirituality in this way. And anyone who sees flaws sees them in himself. And I see them in this many ways.
But what does it mean to see them as righteous? What does it mean?
Righteous means they are similar to the Creator. They are in adhesion with Him.
What does it mean to be in vikut with the Creator, similar to Him?
To be in adhesion, in equivalence of form. What else can I say?
Question number 20 from Kazakhstan. Can there be a situation where a friend acts too much that he is in faith above reason and he begins to pressure the group? He demands the same of the 10. How do you behave correctly in the group and how should the friend behave?
No, I don't know. If he's in faith above reason, why is he pressuring? How can he pressure that? You cannot pressure a person to rise in a spiritual degree. It's not that I'm standing below and I'm pushing them up the ladder. It's impossible. What good would it do if I will shout and scream? No, it's just daily work. It has to be this intensive care. You can obligate about anything except for spirituality. Perform certain actions, kitchen duty. What can you do? Corporal actions. But spiritual actions? There's no coercion in spirituality.
Maybe just to explain the question. A person clearly acts, openly acts. People don't know how to relate to it.
Maybe he doesn't know how to act nicely, properly. Teach him, give him a better example how to act. Start acting or playing nice. When a person, even externally, he wants to be similar to, he wants to be in equivalence of form, it's also good. Yesterday we read about the customs of Israel, right? This belongs to that as well. By that they extend the light. It's not for nothing we have Torah and mitzvot and all those external things. Where did they come from? They came from identification on the corporeal level. There are a few other things here that a few things where you can lose more than you gain. That's why I'm being a little careful about it. But if not, we would have done those things in practice. We'll see.
Question from Russia. Is dvikut with the Creator opposite only in faith? Are we in reason or always opposite? Is dvikut with the Creator possible only with faith? Are we opposite? Are we always opposite from Him in within reason? In my vessels of reception, I'm always opposite from Him. In my vessels of bestowal, I can resemble Him. Question number 22. Bala Sulam says in an article that half an hour a day we should turn to the left line. Should there really be a test, or every time I fall into my own reason, there's something we have to scrutinize and rise from there again?
No, you don't do it this way. If I'm in faith above reason and I'm aimed at the goal and I'm in connection, adhesion, then I activate my vessels of reception to attribute them, to ascribe them to the same path. The vessels of reception, the uncorrected ones, in order to see just how much I can add them to connection. This is work that we're unable to do still. It's not worthwhile to think about it for now. It will confuse us. Not worthwhile to both scrutinize and do. It will confuse people.
Does the gate of tears open when I cannot imagine all the friends as corrected?
This is true. Those questions are correct. Yeah, because the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the friends, they are the highest goal for me. There's nothing more, because this is my spiritual vessel. Therefore, I pray, I ask, I beg to have it. This is called the gate of tears for me.
And final question, how do we know that the environment supports us? What is the indication of the support of the environment?
Why stay alive until the next lesson? The environment works between the lessons. During the lesson, you are under the upper providence, upper influence. There's no environment. You think there's an environment here. There's an upper force that is working and arranging us constantly. We are, how to say, we're being operated. Whereas in the time between the lessons, we are in a state where we must operate ourselves, activate ourselves. It's not dead time. This is specifically the time of work. As much as we try to do it. I don't know. I also had my work, and I'd have an earphone. We didn't have those tiny earbuds. They had those big Mickey Mouse. It was 1979, 1980. I would constantly listen. There were not that many people to connect with, but like we have today, to connect with other people, to peek again, take another peek at the lesson, and to see something, to hear the impression of the friends. This is very important. But it shouldn't be artificial. Talk a little more from a realistic state.
So how do I know that the environment is affecting me? What's the indication what are the measurements that the environment is in working on me?
Don't peg your success on the environment. You understand? Even though in Freedom and all those articles, they're speaking of the dependence of a person on the environment. The environment for you is how much you imagine them, how much you appreciate them, and not how great of actors they are, that they can act before you so that you'll be impressed by them. So don't say, I have this kind of environment, they don't know how to do anything, they're not in spirituality, sadly, they don't even know how to act in spirituality, what can I do? No. You cannot say that. You need to imagine them as great, period.
We're happy to announce that the preparation for the Congress is going very quickly. And more friends are getting into it from all over the world, and we have a few questions. The theme that you decided for the Congress is the perception of reality. Can we already broadly disseminate and ask friends about the content of the lessons, their order, so that we scrutinize this topic in the best way?
Of course, you can start working. We might change things along the way, various topics, a few lessons, or maybe the whole topic of the Congress. Why did I say we should have something next to perception of reality? I want to interest new people, external people, for them to see what we're talking about. But in perception of reality, we can talk about the perception of our world, the perception of our corporeal development. We should see where are we with our wisdom, that it's not up in the heavens, up in the air. That's one thing. Another thing is you can add to it anything you want. You want to change the topic of the Congress? Please change it. I would be very happy if you would come to a certain common decision. Ask worldly, what do you think? And we'll do it according to your desire. Please, next Moscow.
You also said we should do a questionnaire, a census. For whom to make the Congress? For beginners or advanced?
Yes.
Since you at the moment decided that the topic is perception of reality, it connects both veterans and beginners to perceiving the reality through their 10. To turn into the Creator either through a prayer or gratitude. What can be the difference between explaining the topic to beginners or to advanced?
That's a great difference. I was very hesitant to start speaking with you about the tens, and when we started, we lost a few people. If we will talk with beginners about the ten, the person, especially a modern person, will refuse to accept it. So either we're talking about the perception of reality, advancing the wisdom of Kabbalah and everything, but everything except for the 10 and faith above reason. Faith above reason, I think it's too early to have a World Congress about it. We should not touch it. And the 10? No, it depends on who's coming to the Congress. The best thing would be if we have a Kabbalah Congress for the modern world. the wisdom of Kabbalah in the modern world. We won't talk about the shattered world, the world that's collapsing, not apocalyptic, rather the wisdom of Kabbalah in the modern world, something like that. It should have a little bit of science, perception of reality. Wisdom of Kabbalah, kind of a wide appeal for the beginners. Let's do it in such a way that, don't think we'll have simple questions. I'll give you such things that you'll see how much there is to think about and discuss. But I think that, or as much as you would rise above this topic for beginners, if you move away from that, of course it will narrow our circles, and it's not good. In the eyes of the Creator, it's better to see things as I dwell among my people. Yes, Moscow.
Still, I can't imagine a Congress where we don't talk about the Ten. It is so into us now.
We can talk about it, but in a more general way. Let's say, you need to scrutinize what kind of audience do we have. We usually make a list of who's coming to us. Who's buying a ticket, who's coming to us, where are they sleeping, where are they sitting, and so on, so forth. Let's find out who's sitting behind the screens throughout the world. Let's investigate once and for all our general wide audience, and accordingly we will know. I'm open to anything. I'm not even getting into the surveys that you're doing there to ask what people want. Yes, no. How do you get involved with that, with your decisions? I'm staying out of it. Whatever you write, accordingly, we will do. But just know that if we're doing a great, wide-reaching Congress, then accordingly we have to lower the level. A bestseller cannot be about quantum physics. It can be about simple corporeal problems. Otherwise, it will not be a bestseller. It will not be sold. Please. You know, in everything people do, and everything, there is something that belongs to the experts and something that belongs to the general public. For them, they write things in a popular, accessible way with various examples and all sorts of things. Whereas for experts, and that's what you are, for them, you have to give something special, a little spicy, that if they open, you see a new world. But the average person can't see. What are you discussing here? What's there to talk about? There's a big difference. Yes, Moscow.
There's a question from the group. There's a group in one city and a group in another city. The distance between them, for example, in Russia, is 500 kilometers, like 300 miles. They can connect in one location or in another, but in this we will lose some of the beginners.
Don't lose any part. Stay in place. This is according to the topic of the Congress. If the Congress is truly for the wide general public, then the more people will be dispersed, there is greater hope that people will connect and come to their regional centers and so on. I'm asking to be concerned about that and arrange people in this way that anyone who's nearby, he has an address where he can come to and be there. And then this way they will know one another, not just through the screens, but they'll sit together, they'll have a shot of vodka, they'll eat something, at least a cup of tea. They'll be more connected. It's very important. It will give us a great push for advancement. I understand that 500 kilometers is not too bad for Russia. We don't have such distances in Israel. Next.
The last question, Rav. Where should we aim all of our forces in preparation for the Congress?
Nevertheless, we are preparing ourselves for connection, because only in connection we can discover the upper force, the spiritual world, the upper world, our future world. So let's scrutinize under what conditions we can enter spirituality, the upper world, the higher reality. What does it mean to cancel our will to receive? The dead are free, as it's written. We need to be free of it, to kill it. How do you do it? Do we do it? By what? All the fundamentals of the work we need to scrutinize in this Congress, and there will be innovations for everyone. So don't be concerned that you will be sitting there without anything to do. You'll have to activate your heart and your brain more than usual. These fundamental questions are much more difficult than the little, narrow, nuanced scrutinies. Okay? It's good that you asked. Let's scrutinize what's left to be scrutinized and start preparing the material for the Congress. We'll study it a little bit here. We'll go through the material once. We have time for it. We have enough time. We'll prepare ourselves for it. Maybe we will change things along the way, as it happened to us a few times in the past Congresses, where we changed the topic of a lesson or two. It's not too bad. So we're waiting for answers and questions from you whenever you want. You can connect to any lesson and get in the on the air. Oh, we have half an hour. You probably want to go home already. But we have Zohar. Please open up the Zohar.
Zohar Laam Kerech Aleph, Amud 199.
Zohar for all. Introduction of the Book of Zohar.
Lemana chai v'rei, lemana chai v'rei, lemana chai.